this song. This is the Grand Haven fight song in the WGHN studio. Superintendent of Grand Haven Area Public Schools, Kristen Perkowski. How are you, lady?
Good morning. Excited to get the year going.
I know. I was just goofing around the other day, and I wrote up a 1980 school supply list. At the top was Calvin Klein jeans, and that was about it.
Wow.
And then one of those big pens that had the four colors, I think it was black, green, red, and blue.
Do they even make those anymore?
I don't think they do. Okay. But that was about it. So yeah. I know mom and dad are out there getting their school supplies, and all the lists went out. People picked up their Chromebooks, all of that. What can you tell me? You had a meeting, a board meeting on the 18th of August.
We did.
Things are going pretty well for GHAPS.
Yeah, well, we had an opening ribbon cutting ceremony at Duneside Discovery Center, which is where the board meeting was. That is our GHAPS first nature-based 3-5 preschool program. We are really proud of the team. There was a tight timeline to get full licensure, and Erica Kelly, our director, and her whole team, just amazing. We now have these beautiful mud kitchens, natural sand areas, and climbing structures, and this just fosters all kinds of curiosity and confidence and critical problem solving. We're really excited for the expanded, even next year will be even more. So that happened right before the board meeting.
Wait a second, though. What's a mud kitchen?
A mud kitchen is where students get to go out and explore and learn outside. You know, it's really the anecdote to our technology. There's actual research in the book The Anxious Generation, which talks about how anxious our kids are and how much technology is creating this addiction for kids and mental health issues and challenges. And one of the antidotes to that is having more nature-based outdoor education.
I'm loving this.
I know.
I love this. Yes. Okay, continue, please.
Yeah, so our Duneside Discovery Center, we still have some openings, although our four-year-old program is already on a waiting list.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. Some of congratulations.
Thank you. I think some of that's part. We had a couple of daycare centers closed down.
I know.
After the announcement.
Yeah.
So it is really a need in our community, and we're excited to see where that goes. But we did have a board meeting that night.
Mm-hmm.
We had just some small updates to food service. We had student meals were unchanged. All free meals are going to continue for GHAP students through September 30th.
Okay.
But after that, we're not sure because it's going to be dependent on the state budget, which we are eagerly awaiting.
How are you supposed to start a school year without a budget? This is really stressful.
It is. The school districts are required to have their budget approved by June 30th for the upcoming year. But the state the majority of the time.
This has happened before.
Yep. Does not get it done until the fall. And so we are guessing. It's a guess.
Okay.
And we have to adjust based on what that is. So
okay.
I'm hoping that they continue with that, but we will not know. And we may run into issues with our state aid fund, which happens in October. So we'll see.
Okay.
We also have $30,000 that were approved at the board meeting and upgrades for the White Pines kitchen. And this was a result of electrical code issue as they got in during a renovation. So the renovation was happening. We have to spend our food service dollars in food service.
Got it.
And as they were renovating, there was an electrical code issue that needed updating. We also hired 7 new staff members, teachers, social workers, and counselors. Not
awesome.
As many as normal because we had some retirements and we didn't need to replace as many.
Sure.
And we updated our anti-bullying policy for just greater clarity and consistency across all of our buildings.
Okay. And where can they find that policy? I think you can
all
find
the
it
policies.
On your website.
Yep. GHAPS.org. Our board did a big lift this winter and spring and went through every single policy.
Okay,
reviewed
good.
Reviewed them through a policy committee. We had our cabinet team members and others, our nurse, district nurse, involved in a lot of those. And the board updated all of those by July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're all there on our
Wonderful.
Website. Yep.
Wonderful. All
yeah.
right.
So that was the board meeting. More kind of fun, exciting things tomorrow night. I'm really excited for our first Valor game at the high school. We are honoring military. As you know, my husband and I are veterans, so this is really close, near, and dear to my heart.
It is.
Veterans, firefighters, and law enforcement. Exciting 5:30 start where I will have Scoop with the Soup. You can come have some ice cream with me beforehand. They're going to have displays, live music, and a flyover with kickoff at 7. So anybody that is an active duty vet and first responder with ID, free admission, and all proceeds go to Folds of Honor, the scholarship.
I love it. That's wonderful.
I'm
That's
so excited that our community and just the people that have been involved in planning this, it's awesome.
It's important to recognize people that have gone into the military that went to school here. I think that's really, really important. I love that.
And we have just so much support for our school system from just, you know, retired vets, our law enforcement, firefighters. Just really appreciate all the partnerships that we have with them.
Are you ready for the school year?
We are ready. We are kicking off right after. So just to remind families, students in grades 1 through 12 return Tuesday after Labor Day. And then preschool young fives and kindergarten start Wednesday the 3rd.
Wonderful. Oh my gosh. Summer just flew by.
It did.
I did want to mention that the area schools do have a relationship with Mosaic Counseling, which is really important.
Yes.
And kids can get counseling, for free through Mosaic Counseling. I will put a link to that in this podcast.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and I'm mindful of that, and I'm mindful of Bucks Pride. That is an organization with Grand Haven Area Public Schools.
Very familiar.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, they came in with this bag that had everything I would need. A couple years ago, I went to a Bucks Pride football game. I still have that jersey, which I will be wearing tomorrow. And it's just so close to my heart.
It is close to my heart, too.
Is it?
My mom is going through cancer right now.
She is.
And Sharon Yonker, shout out to her and all of her volunteers that help.
Yep.
Just an incredible, one of the most incredible things I've ever seen in the community. Not just the actual cancer baskets that go to every community.
No.
Just getting the students involved in it and seeing, just this need in the community to serve. It's just incredible.
It was amazing. That football player that wore my jersey, he wanted to know all about me. And it was just so cool. I was so proud. I'll never forget that. But I do love that relationship with the Bluebird Cancer Retreats and in Bucks Pride and the schools and in all of that.
There are so many kids, so many people fighting cancer right now.
I know.
I actually know three people in my personal life. Yes.
It's something, isn't it?
It is.
I tell you. So I think the kids are going to be ready with the cooler weather. But you know what's going to happen? We're going to have like a 90-degree day in the middle of September.
Let's just keep the cool weather going for the start of school. It's always great to have that.
I know. All right. I'm going to play a song and then we'll come back and we'll go inside the huddle with the Spartan Media Network. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Hey, just a reminder on buses, too.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, let me just safety reminders for the drivers.
Yes.
So stop when buses have red flashing lights.
Please.
And begin preparing to stop when you see the yellow. That's not the invitation to speed up.
Please.
Please slow down in school zones. Give kids space so kids can board their bus safely. We have 54 buses that travel 859 miles daily to serve over 3,000 students. So there's a lot of them out there. Thank you to all of our transportation department for just the routes are filled. The start of year is ready to go. We are always looking for sub bus drivers, though. So if you're retired or looking for a side job, we'd love to have you either as an aide, a bus driver, a substitute. Like next week with athletics, we have 9 buses going out in the evening for athletics alone.
Wow.
So buses are out. Just please
and
take
you
time.
You have crossing guards, too,
we
don't
do,
you?
We
They're
do.
The best.
Yes, we
they
do.
Are the best.
We do.
Crossing guards are the best. A shout
so
out to them.
Thank you for everybody just taking your time, getting around, and just reminding give yourself extra time on Tuesday so that we can make sure our kids all get to school safely.
Please. Thanks for being
Thanks
here.
Thanks so much.
This is 92.1.